And welcome to the final episode of Season 8 of Swimming with the Fish. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a wonderful year. We're going to go out with a bang because we have much to discuss. I am Crutch, always and beyond words, happy to be spending some time with you in the company of two fine gentlemen, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you?
I'm amazed that we were able to continuously do something for 8 years.
Isn't that amazing? This is the 50th episode of Season 8, which, if I can do some math really quick, and I'm really kind of good at this because I cheat, because I think when it comes to math, you should cheat. I mean, within reason. I mean, I'm not like cheating. I'm just, I'm doing some recalculations here. Oh, Lord, I can't find it off the bat.
You're so more like a physicist.
I know, don't I, though? Goon, how are you, man?
I'm awesome. I hope you both had a wonderful Christmas. You know, I got my Christmas present early, and it's friends like both of you.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice. I feel special.
You should. Now we can go back to airing of our grievances.
Exactly. Because we have many.
Shokat agrees with you because she had a very tough day today.
Oh.
She's sitting here looking at me. Today was her annual appointment to the vet.
Ooh, that's never fun.
And we got a blood draw, and the technician doing the blood draw had to try on 3 different legs, and that did not make Shokat happy.
Wow. I mean, I was at the emergency room last week, and I thought the phlebotomist trying to stick 2 needles in me at the same time, like she was knitting in there, was bad, but 3 different legs is horrible.
Yeah, well, and they got blood flow, but it was so slow that they couldn't get the amount they needed for whatever tests they were doing. Mm-hmm. And she was looking at me like, why are you doing this to me? You're the one I trust. I don't trust the woman. She'll make me come here.
And then you let her down.
I tried to hide her, but the hurricane found her, so.
Is this some new phlebotomist at there?
No, actually not. It was just a tough draw today, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So this is like once a year?
Yep.
That's not horrible.
Yeah, we get all of our, she is our most difficult patient at the vet. You know, the Canine Protective Force, they like it.
They like the vet?
Yeah, they're
my
like,
dog would visibly shake if we just drove by.
No. They think they're getting treats and nothing else matters.
That short memory span. I don't remember the shot by the time I got in the treat.
Doug walks in, sniffs everybody's crotch, goes and gets a couple of treats, comes home. That's all he knows.
That sounds like an office party.
I don't know what kind of party you're going to, pal.
Yeah, that is questionable.
Probably HR will be giving me a call.
I'm guessing we should call HR right away.
Well, I'd like to call HR and find out why the heck I can't work and some people can.
Well, I mean, it depends on your skill level.
That's not what I meant. Funny man. I got your skill level right here.
Oh my. Did something work? Chief, what is this work of which he speaks?
That's right. I was at work and other people are not at work, are they?
Okay, so...
Not for quite a while.
Being at work and doing work are always different.
Well, that's true. I spend a lot of time with people at work, and I tend to be the one doing work. So, yeah, there's that.
I was neither at work nor doing work. Well, I did some work at home, and we'll talk about the stupidest thing that I repaired, but we can save that for later.
Yeah, so I understand the sequence of events. Of course, as you all know, about a week and a half ago, there was a potential shutdown of the government. And in order to cushion the fall for civilian employees, the Crypt Keeper, I'm sorry, the current president of the United States, decided...
Donald Trump?
Almost seems like it, doesn't it?
Well, it isn't Joe Biden. He's dead.
He's not dead.
I just saw that a president died.
It was the other old guy.
Ronald Reagan?
No, it was Biden's younger brother.
Biden's younger brother. Okay. Oh, Jimmy Carter, the formerly worst president in history.
Yes, Jimmy Carter, the happiest man on earth 4 years ago when he went, yeah, they're going to forget me. All they'll know about me is Habitat for Humanity. So good for him.
I remember Billy Beer and Miss Lillian.
Billy Beer. Yeah.
I
Rosalind, she was a fine woman.
To be honest,
we lost her last year.
President Carter was a fine man, you know, good, upstanding Christian. I just didn't agree with his policies, and the country was a hot mess while he was president.
Yeah.
Elephant Oz.
So. Oh, first time I got to vote, the very first time I got to vote was in Carter versus Reagan. And I thought, wow, it's every time I voted, it's been a landslide. Look at me, you know.
Well, I also voted, and that was also my first election to vote. And I voted against you.
Really? You voted for Jimmy?
I was quite a liberal back then.
Yeah. Did you get mugged?
And no. And then 4 years later, I voted for Walter Mondale. I was the only one.
I was about to say, did you get a personalized thank you card? He had time to write them.
He came to the house.
Wow. So when did you see the light?
When the hurricane started her own business, she was being mentored by a very wealthy man, like multimillionaire.
Mm.
And I would listen to him say stuff, and I would think unkind thoughts. She starts her own business, and I realize every word that man told her is 100% the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went to him and all my conservative friends that I tortured and went, okay, I was wrong, you were right. And I moved on from there. I also voted for, up till then, the worst Democratic presidential candidate ever.
Worst presidential candidate?
Yes. Excluding Kamala.
Oh, okay. So I don't know who, okay, context. What candidate running for what?
Running for president.
Okay. Because we've had a lot of bad ones at all different levels.
I can give you two words and you'll get it. Ready?
Yep.
Tank man.
What?
Yet another reference lost.
Dugunkus.
Michael Dukakis. Yes. He did a...
Wait a second, Chief. You don't know about Tank Man?
How would I know?
He wouldn't know. That was, you know, he...
Okay, in an effort to seem masculine and virile, Michael Dukakis.
Whoa.
Well, you know, manly man. You know, if I'm running for president, I need to be a manly man.
He's not lying. He's not even exaggerating, Chief.
You know, he's a slightly under average height, middle-aged Greek guy. Okay.
And he was, his way of presenting a speech was dull at best. He wasn't a powerhouse, public speaker, but he was governor of Massachusetts, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And he just, it was awful.
Yeah. So he decided to, I guess, go to the Massachusetts National Guard, and he got into a tank, and they put the cute little tank helmet on him, and his head's popping out, and he looked a little bit like a middle-aged Greek whack-a-mole.
Not a little.
Yeah.
I think he lost the election for himself, but boy, that didn't help.
No, wow. That wasn't even close.
Again, I got a personal visit from him too. Who did he run against? Was that H.R. Bush?
If you type Michael Dukakis, the first thing that comes up is Michael Dukakis tank.
Yeah. And they don't mean like tanks for the memories.
Right. So here's rule number one. If you're going to put the little tank helmet on, you probably should take off the suit jacket and tie. Those really don't.
Because you look like
a dork. Just, you know. Yeah,
let's see. I was going to go with doofus, but yeah, it's okay.
If you check out local chat and I'll include the shot in, and they put his whole name up there, you know, on his helmet.
Hi, my name is Mike. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Look, man, you making fun of these poor special needs folks. Unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Goon voted for this guy, which is, yeah,
even funnier. I didn't say that when I was young, I was smart.
Nope.
I smartened with age. And with life experience. Honestly, when we had to start following the rules of having your own business and seeing how that worked, we were like, oh.
It's amazing how much the bureaucracy turns into a real pain in the butt when you have to deal with it.
Both of us went through this. I mean, that's fortunate, right? Because at least we got to go through the change together.
That sounds odd.
It felt like it. It felt, having now watched my wife go through the change, it sort of felt the same.
I don't think you can correctly quantify how that felt.
Well, no, how it felt for me having to deal with it.
Mm. So coming home, and now she's gone through another change because now she's a prepper.
She really is a prepper. You know what
he's going to give Chief a run for his money.
You know what she gave me for Christmas, Chief?
I don't.
She gave me a solar generator.
We were discussing that. She didn't tell me that she got you it. She just told me.
I didn't know till it didn't arrive on Christmas. And remember, this was a...
impulse buy?
No. It was just us home for Christmas. We didn't go out to see Goonchild because she was working. So it was an empty nester Christmas.
Oh, just the two of you? That's so cute.
And we had a great time. We didn't stress on the food. We didn't stress. We actually, truth be told, we wrapped some of the presents Christmas morning.
Just unwrapped them.
Yep.
Don't use so much tape, honey. I'm just going to rip through it.
Yeah. We did that mostly so that I could have some wrapping paper to start the fire with in the fireplace.
You know, that's very smart. Look at you.
Because we don't get newspapers anymore, so.
Right.
You know, and it was very cold because, God isn't smiling on Oakdale Church right now, and I don't know why.
What happened?
So, not the weekend right before Christmas, but the weekend before that, which I guess would have been the third Sunday in Advent.
Okay.
Hurricane wasn't feeling well, so I went to Sunday service on my own. And we sit down and the pastor says, if you're here by yourselves, you need to cuddle up with your neighbor.
Whoa.
Because we don't have any heat in the sanctuary. The rest of the complex has heat because all the heat pumps are working, but the boiler is not. He goes, so if you guys are single, we might be doing a bunch of weddings for you before you leave.
Or some, you know, some baptisms in 9 months.
He didn't mention that. And it was pretty cold in the sanctuary. Because that was when we were getting the cold snap up here.
Right.
By the next week, whatever it was got fixed because Hurricane and I went on the fourth Sunday in Advent. And it was fine. And while we were at that service, Hurricane volunteered us to sing for Christmas because she told the lady that does the music, oh, well, we're home. I had not said that because
you didn't want to.
If they had enough people singing, they didn't need me.
Right.
And I could just go and enjoy the service. It's not that I don't enjoy singing. I do. But I'm sure, Chief, if you ask the folks in... that do the music for your church, they would like sometime just to sit and watch.
That is true.
It's a lot of work. But it was, you know, and I truly didn't mind. It was Christmas carols.
You know the words.
Right. Right. I know the words. I just need to, you know, so that was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That the rehearsal for that was Monday, and then Christmas Eve was Tuesday, as you well know.
Right.
Crutch.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
I was home.
I go to, I was home too. I was home on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first real work day of not working.
Mm. Right.
Stop.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it. Don't go there.
I spent the 23rd in the hospital. So yeah, you know.
I know. And we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there heat in the church during rehearsal?
No.
And it was cold. I froze and I said, I'm going to wear a wool suit tomorrow with no tie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be cold. Whatever broke again.
Oh, nuts.
And I figured, you know, the chances of them getting that fixed on Christmas Eve are not really high. But they did it. They did it. I came in my heavy wool suit and sweated like a pig.
So I'm not going to gloss over the fact that for the second time, Crutch has stated, during an event, there is questionable activity. So when asked that people huddling said that there would be things going on that would require.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, trying to
what
get
do
people
you do
that all
very.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, things that start at church lead on to things later on, and you know, and then there's children.
What church?
We're going to have to send him an informative pamphlet, I think, Chief.
This is, because that's two. That's the twofer. First there's crotch sniffing in the office, and
I was in the vet's office, and honestly, that was my dog.
Yes. No, that was a
that was then bonus. But I then said it sounded like a Christmas party.
Yes. Oh, that's true. That's true, which,
you know, it was we've only spaced 17 minutes into the show, Coon. It wasn't that long ago.
Your boss let you do that?
No, but apparently you've already forgotten.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about me, so.
Point taken. So sorry. I keep forgetting that this show is called Swimming with Coon.
I haven't been at work for a while, so, you know, I'm a little unfocused.
Well, yeah, about that.
During your time away, what have you been doing?
You said you broke things. I mean, fixed things.
I was fixing a hurricane, had a honey-do list, most of which I have succeeded, a few of which I have not. There's still problems with the battery in one of the cars, but I know what it is, and it's just a matter of getting it over to Jacob to get it fixed. There's a switch that needs replacing.
So
that way,
a switch, a small switch.
Yeah, and it's in the door, and I don't want to take the door apart in the cold weather to fix it. I would rather he took the door apart and cursed.
That's what you would pay him to do, then, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I'm paying for the repair and the cursing time. Yes.
Because
yeah, when it comes to cars, I can do small things. Okay. Like I installed a dash cam. That's it. That's my top level.
Right? If it was the little switch in the door that turns the dome light on and off, yes, I can fix that on my own. I know how to do that.
What switch is this?
You know the latch that the door holds onto to keep the door shut.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular car, that latch is connected to a series of micro switches. One of which tells the little beeper that says your key's in the lock that the door's shut and stop beeping.
Wow.
And that little micro switch has gone away. And I don't know, do I have to buy the whole micro switch mechanism The answer is probably yes, but with an older BMW, you never know. The Germans over-engineered everything.
And yeah, you can... Microswitches in the latching mechanism, that just sounds like a...
When the latch...
That's a different disaster.
Yeah, when the latch connects, the two pieces of metal connect, it closes the circuit, and yeah.
I've heard that's how electricity works. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, speaking of electricity and wiring and stuff, you know, I too was having car issues that I told you about, which mm-hmm. I went to, I did not go to Apple Ford. I went.
And you didn't go to Jacob.
That's right. Right. I went to the Toyota Care Center.
How'd that work out?
The Toyota Care Center, at least they didn't charge me. But they said, we can't figure it out. And they said it's going to take them more time. They'd already had the car for 3 hours. And I said, fine. Because I went in there for an oil change and I said, hey, can you look at this while I'm here? And so they can't figure it out. So I come back, I pull up Toyota schematics for my car, and then I follow the cables until I have found where an animal desperately trying to not get hit with the second set of wheels apparently had come and shredded the wires.
Oh, jeez.
So, and my son did say, hey, I ran over something. So, you know, I knew it was going to be somewhere or in the front or something to do with wiring, just because, you know, things were intermittent. And then when I saw why it was intermittent, it was because when the two wires would connect, it would complete the circuit and then things would work.
But every bump.
Every bump, it would yes, then a no, and then yes, and then no.
So then they've done that.
So I take the device apart and I buy what I think is the right thing from Amazon. I go, man, this is because authentic Toyota OEM parts, it's $200 a light. And I was like, well, that's crazy. And then, you know, Feng Shui's on Amazon, it said $20. And I was like,
exactly.
So,
but it also comes with a wireless connection back to a Chinese server.
So that wouldn't make sense since there's no wireless capabilities in my car.
That's what you'd say.
But it didn't matter because, number one, when the box came, I was like, man, this is way too big for the light that I ordered. And I opened it up and there's two lights. You know, so I says, that's wild. So I look and I was like, daggone it, it's not even, it wasn't even the right connector. So apparently... Toyota runs everything through the neutral line, I trace the neutral line, and the neutral line goes all the way across, like it goes from the front to the back of the car, and it is this really long line. So then I go look at Toyota parts again, and it said, "Oh, that's even more expensive," and so I go to Home Depot, I get electrical solder, I get 16 gauge wire. And I get shrink wrap, and I said, I'm going to do this myself.
There you go. Knew it. Officially become a redneck.
Yeah, so proud of you, man.
Shrink wrap. Had you used duct tape, then you'd be a redneck.
Yes. There was the people who I was asking for help, saying, hey, for some reason, my hand still shakes. So while I was trying to solder it, it was a mess. I looked like many of the people that we disparage on this show. And I was like, this is embarrassing. I've got to pull this together. So I managed to get my knee in place to steady my hand. And I looked like I was special needs trying to solder these wires together.
You know, I have a degree in electrical engineering. And what kept me from going further in my life is my total inability to solder. And then software came along. I went, wait, I don't have the solder anymore. Cool. Let's do that instead.
Yeah. Did you use the Siberian Express's hair dryer to do the shrink wrap?
Nope, because I have an actual heat gun. the stuff I used to do. I used to be able to do this. I can no longer do this. But, well, I can't do it with accuracy. Thankfully, I didn't need accuracy. I put a big glob on there, and then I heat shrunk it, and then I electrical taped around it just to, you know, be double sure. Right. And then everything is working, and I'm like, man, I actually did it. And I'm all
look at you.
Now,
that's awesome.
Fast forward to yesterday when I told you guys, hey, we are going to help some folks. Now, yeah. here's a mistake, much like the goon. You were trying to be nice. You were saying,
yep.
You're saying we have things. You know, we're only an hour away. If you need them, let us know. And then I explained to the Siberian Express, I was like, hey, you know, they have this problem. And then she said, have they seen a doctor? No. All right, let's go. It's like, let's go where? Let's go see them. And I was like, are you serious? She goes, yes, it's their daughter. We know them. We don't want anything bad to happen. She's had a temperature of 104 for 3 days.
Yikes.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your wife is, who reminds me a lot of my mom in terms of what they think of doctors. Really good nurses think doctors are idiots.
Right. So.
Yes.
And it didn't matter because it was a Sunday. So medication, like every pharmacy is closed here. The only spots that are open are emergency care. And so she can. So like they couldn't do anything. They're like, man, you know, we're just going to have to wait for tomorrow morning. And then, so she was just staring at me going like, we're going, I'm getting my stuff and you're driving me. And that is.
This is like that TV show with Jane Seymour.
Yes. Well, I said, yeah, you know, Siberian Express medicine woman. And
exactly.
Oh, I just,
Dr. Siberian Express medicine woman.
So I was texting with the people as they were telling me that. And I said, well, apparently I'm going to be there in an hour. She said, but it'll be dark and you have problems driving at night. And I go, I know. I'll see you in an hour. And then we get there and it is, not only is it dark, but it is foggy. And so.
Oh, that's special.
And
God just added a little extra something, something for you.
So.
Chief, you're having problems driving at night?
Yes. So, yeah, I lack depth perception at night.
Oh.
So I will,
as opposed to you and I, Crutch, you just lack good judgment.
I also just lack depth.
Yeah. Well, it's so
I apparently excel at width.
It is. So it could be due to the cataracts because I was hit ahead in the head a ton. And at least that is the conclusion the eye doctor, because he kept saying, you've got trauma-induced cataracts. So, and he's like, you're too young for cataract surgery. So, it's going to have to deal with this. So, it always looks like there's, you know, like a white cloud up front, and I can't gauge distance properly.
Right.
So, I'm driving, I'm like, man, I hope that isn't the exit. You know, when I would come close to where they are, because as you've been here, and as much as the country you think I am in, they are in the Hills Have Eyes level. So while we were going there,
did you hear a banjo music?
No, that we heard owls and, you know, raccoons running across the, what would be, I can't legally consider this a road, because in my car,
a beaten path.
When we went, we're driving 10 miles an hour and we heard huge bangs as something hit the chassis of the car. And I was like, man, every now and then I would put on my blazers just to make sure the wiring job I did was still active.
It's still working. Look at me, my soldering.
You know, so we get there. It's 20 minutes of diagnosis. She goes, here's the problem, here's the solution. And then pretty much we were done. And they're like, man, this is awesome. And she was like, where can we get this medicine? And she's like, oh, well, in America, you can't. And she had to explain it because it was in Russian, of course. Now, by the time we get home, the medicine had already started kicking in and they had coughed up whatever was causing the problem. This morning, they had said that the fever was gone and she was
wow.
better.
Outstanding.
Siberian Express for the win.
Yeah, then they started lamenting the American medical system. Like, why can't we get these types?
You and 330 million other people.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, will this all change?
Well, we're going to get government efficiency. Then we can go into, you know, medical system efficiency.
So, has he not stated, look, this man has made so many statements. I won't call them promises because he didn't say I promise, but he has made statements. I mean, he has made statements.
Which man are we talking about? Are we talking about
the orange man?
Okay. I didn't
know. Orange man.
Yeah. I thought you meant RFK.
No, RFK has made declarations. I will do this when I get in. I will do this. The orange man has made statements like, you know, let's end.
We're buying Greenland.
Yeah. I mean, but he did that last year. I mean, last term as well. When someone put the Trump Tower in the middle of Greenland. It's like it has been conquered.
If you look at a map, if you look at a polar map and you realize where Greenland is, it truly is strategic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but it doesn't. They are their own entity. And once again, okay, conspiracy theory.
Are there any theys there?
There's not a lot of theys there.
Right. So Iceland is the good spot. Greenland is the bad spot. And they named
it. Right. It was.
Yeah.
It was named by Eric the Red.
So the thing is.
Do you know how many people are in Greenland as of 2024?
No.
55,840 people. That's it. That's it, kids. There's actually more people in Baltimore, even today.
Okay, 52nd state after Canada.
What the hell?
So
52 is easy to work because it's 13, and you can break the 13s into 6 and 7, then you get 4 sets of 6 and 7 to make the stars. 52 works out nice.
We need to get them away from the mathematicians, Chief.
Spending way too much time with mad people. Anyway.
Well,
pretty soon he won't even look us in the eye. I'll be looking at his shoes.
Now look at your shoes. I'm an extrovert.
Look into the history of the Orange Man.
Yeah.
Where was it that like Leif Erikson wronged his family? And he's like, you know, by my dagger, I will own this country. It's the point. And he was just fulfilling it. She was like,
"Are you telling me that Trump is related to Leif Erikson?"
No, I'm just saying that they wronged his family. He's a
he's Klingon in that respect because he's been serving up revenge on a lot of cold platters.
Exactly true.
If it goes through, mm-hmm. and we have Patel as the amount of stuff that is potentially going to happen.
I might have to go and become a civil servant again and go work at Justice at that point.
That might actually be very
that might be fun.
Very fun. So before we set Crutch off, Sheep, you want to hear about the repair that I did?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, because Hurricane doesn't know that this is what happened. So if she listens to the show, she'll know. So I think I'm pretty safe. Her shredder broke.
Paper shredder. Okay.
And, you know, considering where we all work, when she wanted a shredder, I bought her a good one. It has a Harley V-twin motor, you know. And
there's not many shredders that have a pull start. I'm just saying.
You know, well. The problem was, she told me, well, the shredder's broken. And sure enough, I'm pushing the button, no power. Well, I had noticed that someone, Showcat, with small, sharp teeth,
Showcat,
chewed into the power cord.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I had replaced the power cord a while back. I got a little plug from the hardware store, and I thought, you know, when you've repaired something previously and it breaks, you think, okay, well, whatever I did must not have been good enough. At least that's how I am. So I spent an hour looking at the cord, trying to find out where it could be frayed. I pulled the plug off and made it much nicer than it was, you know, clipped the wire. So it all looked neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wouldn't work. No power at all to the main panel.
Hmm.
So I said, all right, I'm going to take it apart and see if I can figure out where the wires are. And I grabbed the thing, and it sits about 3 feet off the floor. It's got a big reservoir for confetti.
Mm-hmm.
And as I pull it back, I hear a click. I'm like, what was that? And I feel on the back of the flat black panel, a flat black switch that they had installed that I didn't know was there. Golly, I said.
Does this switch have an I and an O next to it?
You know, you are oddly psychic.
Just odd.
It did, and I pushed it to I. For idiot, apparently. I plugged it back in, and guess what?
What up?
It all worked, but you cannot see this switch. The little I and O are so small that you can't see them. At least I can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I fixed it. Okay, here you go, honey. Shredder's done. Oh, you spent a lot of time with that. Yeah. I'm a genius. Sure.
So let me ask you a question. Are you blaming Showcat for flipping the switch?
No. Showcat and I are buds. No, I'm pretty sure that Hurricane was reorganizing her office.
Mm-hmm.
And what likely happened was she was moving this around to a new location, and she probably hit, it's a pretty small rocker switch.
Right.
It tapped against something, or maybe she grabbed it to roll it on its little wheels the way I did and just hit the switch. If it wasn't quiet in the room, I wouldn't have heard the click.
Right.
And it would have just started working, and I would have had no idea.
It's alive.
Here you are. We are smart.
We fix things because we are smart people.
Let's see. The only other fun thing that happened was that Doug and Stitch have decided that the new sofa,
mm-hmm.
they need to make sure the humans don't overuse the sofa and spend too much time on it.
Okay.
So remember, I have a 3-seat sofa. The end 2 seats have recliners. And the middle seat does not. So where was I sitting yesterday to watch movies?
The floor.
Had Wendy been inside, yes. No, because to the right of me was Doug. To the left of me was Stitch with the things reclined.
So that they could stretch out buttons, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, they want to have enough room.
Sure.
Both of them looking at me like, you're crowding us, pal.
It's really like, not a couch for three. We kind of need the, you know, the separation.
So, yeah. Yeah, everything for the animals.
That's good. I'm sure they appreciate the human sacrifice that you have to go through in order to get them what they want.
It does. So I guess we can't put it off any longer, Chief.
All right, make it happen.
So did you have a nice Christmas Eve? I understand you had some time off, Crutch, and the goon sits back and just lets him go.
Why, yes. Yes, goon, I was off on Christmas Eve. Now, why was I off on Christmas Eve? Because we have a derelict president who somewhere in his administration, they decided to make this new hokey pokey holiday called Christmas Eve, a federal holiday. I work in a federal building. The building was closed. I could not work. Now, Normally.
So everybody on your project then, he says, stoking the fire.
Why no, Goon? Not everyone. Apparently, some people are more equal than others. Like a certain porcine critter in a certain book. Those folks that actually had the ability to do telework, they were allowed to charge away and pretend like they were actually working on Christmas Eve a whole 8 hours. I'm sure they were all diligently doing something, probably buying from an Amazon a mouse button pusher.
Drinking happy eggnog.
Just remember something.
Mm.
They were not doing anything that they wouldn't have been doing in the office.
But you see, at least if they're doing it in the office, there's always the possibility of them getting caught. Anyway. So I was home.
Unhappy, were you?
My own leave. I'm very unhappy because I'm already in a deficit for the year for various and sundry reasons. I'd already missed a day of work because of Monday. So I had an inadvertent 5-day weekend. And now, because apparently God thought it was funny the first time.
He
ran out of his way to kill a 100-year-old president just so I would lose yet another day of work. And because apparently I've heard that Thursday, January 9th, will also be a federal holiday, an official day of mourning for James Earl Carter, the 39th president of the United States. Who passed away yesterday morning or this morning? Yesterday morning.
Yesterday, I believe. Yeah,
at the ripe old age of 100. And he will, he's in Georgia now and will make his way to the Capitol. He won't make his way to the Capitol. His body will make its way to the Capitol. I'm pretty sure he's going to be missing the inauguration.
That's serious, man. You pass away just so you don't have to go.
What's like that? That's great. Hey, look, I got that straight from Babylon Bee.
I saw that as well. Showed it to Hurricane and she almost drove off the road.
Try not to show your wife things while she's driving. I'm just saying.
I read it to her. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Stick things in front of her face. Look at this, honey. What were you doing? I couldn't see past the paper.
Paper? Do you want to explain this, sir? Why no, officer. Thank you, officer, and have a very nice rest of the day.
So Thursday the 9th, I will again as well be unable to perform my duties as a subcontractor because the building will be verboten to the entrance.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah.
Old creep.
So.
Now, sure, now it affects you.
Well, it's all about me. Now, come on. Have I ever said that that's not how it is?
Welcome to Swimming with Goon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, there. I try to help Crutch when I can.
You are a wonderful man, by the way. Thank you very much for the opportunity to do some fun work on the side.
Yep, and as it would have it, I have petitioned for more time because I have learned that not only was I lied to, but I don't even think it's possible. So as a good contractor does, when I can't fix it, I will just prolong the problem.
had the hours to prolong the problem.
Yeah. So,
well, we'll look and see if anything can be done.
The good news is you ain't the first one on this contract to do that because we're pretty sure that the previous shenanigans went on for a year and a half, right?
Since 2021.
Holy Jack Robinson.
Yeah, so you were giving some people too much credit in thinking that they were actually doing something. So to that, there isn't yet another opportunity. What day is it again? It's Thursday, right? Yeah.
Thursday the 9th.
Yeah. So
today is Monday. I had to go check.
Yes. Yes, it's Monday. It's one of those, they call them weekdays. And they're the 5 days that are in between the weekend.
Oh,
usually there are people who leave their house and perform some good, some service or construction of some good.
Helping their neighbors, things like that, you mean?
No, no. This is something where there's an agreement between a person they call an employer and the person doing some work or providing a goods or services called the employee. And there's an exchange of tangible benefits in the form of cash and other stuff for services rendered.
It's
a strange concept. Most of us, don't get 57 weeks of leave a year and actually have to work. So,
that process it sounds like slavery, except for the exchange of money. Sounds like
slavery with money. Okay, you sounded like a commie. Just telling you right now.
Generally, that slavery with money, that's kind of what prostitution is. I'm just saying.
As a federal contractor, I have been called worse.
Me too.
I mean, like one third of a Santa Claus phrase. I mean, y'all can think about that one.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, I'm processing and coming up empty.
Really?
Well, okay. So maybe it's problem number one is I don't.
What phrase does Santa say three times?
Okay. All right, now I get it.
There you go.
Because you said a phrase and.
A single word could be a phrase.
Yes. No, I understand that. So, but I am thinking of actual phrases. And
okay. Very, very famous one. You're a comic guy. Very famous phrase from Stan Lee would be Excelsior.
Yeah.
Single word. It's French.
No, I did not discount or say you were incorrect. I simply started. All I said was I could not think of that. I was trying to think of more sentency like
sentency.
Yes.
Only on Swimming with the Fish, folks, do you get quality comedy, and then we dissect the English for you. You're welcome.
Yes.
We could just do edits and review Biden's speeches, when he defeated Medicaid and all.
But someone had to.
They're running that clip because, this is the end of the Crypt Keeper's term. And they're running that clip and they've got to focus on Trump's face. Part of it, you can see his face. He goes, I've won this election. And the other one is, I have no idea what he's saying.
Well, I mean, he did say it. I don't know what he said, and I don't think he knows either.
Oh, the blatant honesty was awesome.
So there is a Let's Reflect that the news has been doing.
And, really?
Yes, and the number one story, or, global event, that they said that they messed up off was the cognitive decline of somebody. And this was all people on the left that were lamenting this. And when they got to the last person, he stated, and the fact that Biden said that if I had stayed in, I would have won. Shows, and at that point, everyone was nodding in agreement, like, or that he's delusional, or someone inside there has been feeding him more lies than he's been telling us.
Yeah, yeah. Biden needs an Egyptian passport because he's deep in denial.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
So, as the Germans say,
I'm all of a sudden kind of worried. Go ahead.
Which season is coming up?
Which season is coming up?
Yes.
Then winter
for us.
Yes.
Season 9.
Yeah.
Oh, season 9. 9.
and let that.
Oh gosh.
Let that be the final joke of this year. Thank you, everyone, for, you know, enduring yet another season, and hopefully next season, there will be laughs, but they won't be laughs at, boy, this country has taken a dump on the American people.
Bravo. Thank you, one and all. But before we go, a word one more time from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Mrs. Dr. Chief Medicine Woman. Got a sick person at home? No need to call us. Mrs. Dr. Chief will instantly know they are ill and the remedy for those ills. House calls cheerfully done. Transportation provided by Chief's Limousine Incorporated. What do doctors know anyway? You better follow her advice or else. And Stitch and Doug Sofa Sitting Service. Your humans purchased a new sofa that needs protection from overuse. Stitch and Doug to the rescue, making sure your humans don't spend too much time sitting. Sure, it's a lot of work taking up space on the new furniture, but they do it out of love. Hire them today. And federal holidays. Thanks to Droolin' Joe for declaring a special federal holiday to make sure his political rival, Crutch! Didn't get paid for that day. Not sure how you managed to get all the DJ Toadies paid and Crutch! Excluded, but there will be a congressional investigation on this matter during the 119th Congress. Settle down, Hunter. You didn't cause this one.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.